Jake Tongis's night ended on a play he did not touch the ball on. Second quarter, 2:43 left, 1st and 10 at the San Francisco 8. Deebo Samuel ran behind the right guard for 12 yards, and the play-by-play carries the note that Tongis was injured on the play. He did not have a target before it, and the play-by-play does not mention him again in a game San Francisco won 27-7. The reporting on what happened, from David Bonilla at Niners Web Zone, Kyle Shanahan said after the game that it was not good, that it was not an ACL, that he believed it was an MCL, and that there were issues with it the team would have to see about. Nothing in that puts a timeline on it, and this show will not either. What the game says about Tongs himself is nothing. Zero targets, zero catches. What it says about the position is a little more. San Francisco's tight ends were thrown to 7 times Thursday, 5 to George Kittle, all before the midpoint of the second quarter, and 2 to Luke Farrell. The second half passing game, 9 throws in total, went to Deebo Samuel, Mike Evans, Christian McCaffrey, DeMarcus Robinson, and Luke Farrell. Farrell caught a 14-yard pass on 2nd and 10 from the San Francisco 1, the second play of the 99-yard touchdown drive, and the longest tight end catch of the night. Back in June, the preview's point about Tongis was that his 2025 production had arrived because Kittle missed time rather than because Tongis had a role of his own. The least repeatable kind of opportunity. Thursday was a game Kittle played and was thrown two in, and Tongis's line reads the way that preview said it would when that is true. Now the question is when he plays next, and this show will not guess. San Francisco is home to Miami on Sunday the 20th. Data via NFL Verse.